blind, cool, tech, December 9, 2005. Hey y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, and in the offices, studios of Blind Cool Tech today, once again this week, we have Rob Meredith to discuss new features in Studio Recorder Beta. How you doing, by the way?
Oh, pretty good. Okay, we're going to do this briefly because everybody wants to get out of here. It is Friday afternoon. But we thought it was so exciting we didn't really want to wait any longer, or at least over the weekend. We have this version of Studio Recorder is all about mixing, so I'm going to try to say the M word anywhere I can. Mix, mix, mix. You can do a traditional mix where you might put data on the clipboard and then mix it into the current document at the current position. You can do a true synchronized sound-on-sound type mix where you take a track that you've already prepared and then record on top of that track with monitoring. And finally, you can do a whatever the other kind of mix might be called, where you record several tracks synchronously and then mix those together as the final step. I'm going to briefly hit these. The mix from the clipboard is what you might expect, where you select a piece of a document or the entire document, stick it on the clipboard, and move to the location in the destination document where you want the mix to be. You hit X, and then you get the dialogue, the mix dialogue with two faders. Basically, the source fader controls the level of the clipboard into the mix, and the destination fader controls the level of the current document in the mix. There's also a checkbox in that dialog if you wish to negate the mix, and that's helpful, for example, if you have built up a series of tracks and you need to isolate or remove one track later, you can do that. This will be real helpful if you, for example, mixed, say, five tracks and you wanted to take out track three and then remix track three at a different level. You could do that with the negate mix checkbox. For the sound on sound, we've added a feature called ARM for recording. And what that does is you create a window and record into that window. You know, the first track you just record the normal way, where you just hit record and you go ahead and do whatever you're going to do and hit stop. Then we use the ARM for recording command, which essentially says when you start playing, I want to record in this document at the current location. So in our example, you go back to the beginning of the document, hit the ARM command, which is Shift A, and then hit play. And at that instant, you're actually recording in the document over top of what you already have while you monitor the signal through your headphones, preferably. And then when you're done, you hit stop and you have two tracks mixed together. And you can do that as many times as you prefer. And the undo command is available as usual. So if you don't like how it went, you just hit undo and do your last track over again. With this type of mix, just in the traditional old style reel-to-reel days, you had to get the mix right. There's no way to adjust the levels once it's mixed. And clipping would be the worst thing that could happen because, you know, since you can't change the mix, it's way late. So I recommend if you're going to do the sound-on-sound thing, set your levels conservatively low, lower than usual, because you really don't know how it's all going to snowball when it's mixed together in the end. Finally, the other way is a little bit more involved, but offers the most reward for serious projects. And that is where we would take the following steps. We would create a new document with our control N, record the first track, then hit control again, control N again to create a new document, and ARM that document with Shift A. Then we switch back to the first document and hit play. So this allows us to then play the first document while we record into the second document. At this time, no mixing is actually done. We're just doing basically a synchronized recording. Then, when you're done, you use the stop all command, which is shift escape or stop all on the transport menu. You put the second document on the clipboard, and then you mix the two together by moving back to the first document and using the mix command.
Wait a minute. That's actually going to mix anyway, even if you don't use the arm, right? If you're recording the computer sounds.
No, you don't want to do that.
You would not want to do that for this.
Right.
Yeah.
This is just a typical, I have a microphone going into my computer and I would like to sing or play my guitar or my keyboard or my bass or my drums or whatever without remixing the signal back into the computer.
Okay.
Like we're doing now. Then you can do the mix and you get the levels perfect. And the other added advantage is any step along the way you can save the individual tracks. You might, for example, record the first track, save it, record the second track, save it, and then if you, for some reason down the road, decide you don't like the mix, you can dig the tracks back out and remix later, or negate one of the tracks out of the final mix quickly. That's really everything in a very brief, terse nutshell.
What about that cool new previous window command?
Okay, that's what I was wanted to mention and I forgot. Because you often need to be able to switch to the previous window when you're doing this kind of a mix, we added the previous window command, which is tab, or previous window from the window menu. And it's about as simple as it gets. It's kind of like your previous channel button on your remote control. It just toggles between the current window and the previous window. Very helpful when you're doing a mix. Helpful in other situations, too. I'm not sure why it took us so long to put it in here, but now it is. Finally, a word about latency. That's the buzzword lately when we talk about multi-track recorders and mixing. This is not technically what one might call a multi-track recorder in that you cannot record individual tracks and then essentially virtually mix them in real time and change levels and deal with those tracks in isolation. But tracks, because we arm our tracks before we record, and of course you can only arm one window at a time in Studio Recorder, the recording is synchronized with what's being played back within reason. Now, if you have two sound cards, you'll want to be sure that you're using the one that you're not using your screen reader on, for example, to do the serious work. If you do have just one sound card, you'd either want to make sure that your screen reader is silent or unload your screen reader for maximum, for minimum latency, I should say, because there's a entity in Windows called the kernel mixer, and the kernel mixer adds a little bit of time to the signal that actually comes out of the sound card. I'm guessing that with most sound cards and most configurations, you're going to have a latency of somewhere in the 10 to 20 millisecond range. If you're fortunate enough to have one of these sound cards which synchronizes recording with playback, then you can have zero latency. The Card Deluxe is one of these cards that'll do that, at least in the version of the driver I have. So those are some of the issues. Thankfully, if you use the sound-on-sound feature even, the latency does not snowball because you're doing a sound-on-sound performance, so you're not it's not a bounce-back situation, so the latency doesn't compound. And you wind up with a reasonably close mix. The latency thing probably won't matter to you a whole lot unless you're into really, really precise mixing.
Now, the sound-on-sound, this is probably the one that a lot of the people in the podcasting audience would be really interested in, because you can put, for instance, a song on the clipboard and then paste it over you talking.
Right, sure can.
And it'll mix them together.
Actually, that would be just the traditional clipboard type mix. That's not the sound-on-sound type mix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, probably what one might do is place the talking on top of the music, you know, do a voiceover rather than the other way. I
mean, is it better to do it that way?
You probably would do it that way, because that way the music governs the material rather than the spoken word content. If you do the music on top of the spoken word, then what if the music runs out early, or hopefully it's going to run a little long, but if it doesn't, yeah, then you got a situation there.
Okay. Hey, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners here?
Oh, are you recording?
Oh, we are. Oh. Tell us.
In fact, we should play your piece you did with this. Do you mind if we do that?
No, not at all. It's a little bit short, but... Yeah.
This will give you a great example of the kind of things you can do with Studio Recorder in 5 minutes or less, right out of the beta box. Because okay. I think Keith walked in the room, and it couldn't have been more than 5 minutes. I heard some singing from the other end of the room, and by the time I got to the other end of the room, he was already done. So this is very simple, very intuitive, about as easy as it could be, especially if you just want to mess around and do a little quick sound on sound.
Sweet, sweet roses of
So that was just one person, Keith, singing. What, four times, Keith?
Yeah, it's a quartet.
Yeah.
It's a barbershop quartet of just me.
And of course, you could do it 12, 18, or 200 times if you prefer. There's really no practical limitation besides your hard drive space and your tolerance, your ability to withstand that many tracks. So, play around with it and tell us how you like it.
One feature you forgot to mention was the milestones.
Yeah, the milestone feature. We decided at one point that when you insert a file or paste, that there needed to be a way to navigate based on that action. So we now have a feature called milestones, which essentially puts marks in the document at the location of certain events. And right now those events are record, record insert, paste, and mix. I believe those are the four.
Insert file also.
Insert file, yeah. And they're just regular old marks. You can either keep them forever, throw them away, change their name, or disable the milestones feature. And they're helpful, though, especially if you wanted to negate a mix. You would have the milestone in place, so you could easily get to the exact location of the mix in the destination recording, and then down the road. Obviously, if you wanted to cancel a mix and you had just done it, you would just do undo. But down the road, you could use the negate command.
Okay.
All right.
And this is available now at aph.org/beta. You obviously have to agree to the beta terms, and you can download this and check it out for 90 days if you're not already an existing Studio Recorder user. And if you are already a registered user, there is no limitation, no time limitation. We probably will be releasing all these features that we've been talking to you about with the betas here within the next probably month or so. So sure would appreciate it if you guys would bang on those and give us some feedback, especially not only about the stability, but the user interface. Do you see a better way to do a mix? We've got a few ideas for some future enhancements, but we think this interface is really easy and really powerful. So check it out. All right. Thank you, Rob and All Keith. Right. And we'll see you good folks next time. This has been Blind Cool Tech for December 9, 2005.